This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A grand jury has indicted a Colorado state senator for providing false information about where he lives. Senator Pete Lee is facing a Class 5 felony. Lee is a Democrat and the chair of the Judicial Committee. He is not running for re-election because of term limits. Boulder County has confirmed its first case of monkeypox. The Boulder County Public Health Department says four residents tested positive for the virus. Colorado has confirmed 91 cases since May. 17 of those were just in the last month. Monkeypox is primarily spread through close contact with infectious sores or contaminated surfaces. Men who have sex with men are especially at risk for the virus, which can cause flu-like symptoms and skin rashes. Concert promoters have reached a settlement after authorities say they overcharged for wheelchair-accessible seats at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
The Department of Justice filed a complaint against Red Rocks Amphitheater, alleging their wheelchair-accessible seats were more expensive than non-accessible seats in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Red Rocks has 121 wheelchair-accessible seats. As part of the settlement, concert organizers Live Nation, AEG, and PBS 12 each paid a civil penalty to the United States, and the City of Denver created a system to ensure wheelchair-accessible tickets are priced in conformity with ADA standards. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Starting today, tow truck companies cannot tow a car parked on private property without giving the owner 24 hours notice. The new law passed earlier this summer is meant to protect people from predatory towing practices. The policy protects cars at places like mobile home parks and apartment complexes. This is CPR News at 6:06.